Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. On today's show, I have digital marketing expert Spencer Powell with Builder Funnel. Spencer works only with contractors to get them more visitors to their websites, converting those visitors into leads, and most importantly, converting those leads into customer sales. I've been a subscriber to the Builder Funnel newsletter for over a year now, and they put out some great information. And also, they recently started a marketing podcast for contractors, and I want to talk to Spencer about that. Podcasting is a lot of work, but it's a great way to help contractors with their businesses, so you'll want to check that podcast out too. So let's talk digital marketing with Spencer Powell. Hey, thanks for coming on to the show today, Spencer. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. Glad to be here.
Great. Hey, I've been getting your newsletter for about a year or so, and each week, you know, you put out some great information, great marketing information that's exclusively for contractors. But recently, I just noticed that you've got your own podcast going out about marketing. So I want to hear about that because obviously podcasting is awesome since I do one every week. But how's that working out for you? And how can our listeners find your podcast?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Well, pretty early on, we just released our first four episodes. But everyone can, you know, if they're interested in checking it out, they can find it at builderfunnel.com/radio. And there's some links there to subscribe. But yeah, I mean, we've been having a good time with it, just bringing on different guests and, you know, getting some people to listen to the first few episodes. So we're just excited to share marketing and sales content in kind of a different medium. You know, people are on the go and it's nice to be able to get some education in while they're on the road or in between job sites.
Exactly. And I think it's really taken off. There really hasn't been that many podcasts for contractors, either just in general business or in marketing, which is why I got into it. And I think it's just a great way to get information out there, a great way to educate. And I subscribe to probably a dozen podcasts. And, you know, this is where I get most of my information because we're all on the road so often.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, whether you're at the gym or driving around, you know, you might as well be maximizing that time. So, yeah, I think the podcasting world is pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Can you tell us a little about yourself and Builder Funnel and really how you got into being focused specifically on contractors?
Yeah, definitely, Dave. So we got into just working with this industry because I come from a family of builders. And so in 2010, our company was really making a push into helping businesses in their digital marketing efforts and generating more leads. And my uncles own a home building remodel, basically a home building and remodeling business out in the Seattle area. I think it was my great-great-grandfather, something like that. They've been in business for 107 or 108 years now. And so they were coming out of the recession and they basically shifted a lot of their business from building into remodeling and they needed some help generating some leads. And so we started doing inbound marketing and we didn't realize what it was at the time, but we were starting to get into social media and content marketing, so blogging. And we basically experimented with our own website and also my uncle's website. And we helped them basically build up this remodeling division up to about $5 million in sales annually. And it really helped them kind of make that transition out of the recession. And we said, geez, I think we can start to help some other people do that. And just because of the family connection. We've got strong ties to the industry, and we felt like, hey, this is a place that really could use our help. And so that's how we got started there.
Wow. And tell me a little about Builder Funnel.
Yeah, so Builder Funnel, we're a digital marketing agency based out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we work with contractors, remodelers, builders all over the country. And our main focus is to help them implement inbound marketing and generate more leads and build their database so that they can grow.
Well, are you ready to talk marketing for contractors?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, in your latest podcast, you talk about inbound marketing and getting traffic to your website, lead funnels, and most important, how to convert that visitor to a lead and then that lead into a customer. So first, I wanted to talk about that buzzword, inbound marketing, and how do we get more traffic, and particularly the kind of traffic that we want where we're not getting a bunch of time wasters, but really getting our ideal customers. So what is inbound marketing? Let's just get into the basics at first and go from there.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, basically at the core of inbound marketing is trying to attract people to your business or to your website. So kind of the traditional marketing or outbound marketing, which we call kind of push marketing, you know, you think of TV, radio, billboards, that sort of thing, where you've got, you're kind of blasting your information out there. And inbound marketing takes it, I guess, into consideration the fact that the way people shop and buy has changed. You know, people go to the web first and they have questions and they have things that they're looking for, whether it's a product or a service or a company, and they're typing lots and lots of things, questions included, into Google. And so the idea is that by creating really great content and helpful information that tackles some of these questions and things that people are searching for, we can start to get found as they type those things in. So it's the whole idea of how can we attract people to us that are already looking for our service. So they're seeking that out rather than, hey, I've got a TV commercial and I hope that somebody watching this needs what I'm selling, you know? Whereas if somebody needs to repair their roof, they're going to Google, they're typing in, you know, how do I know when I need to repair my roof? Or how can I get somebody to come out here and give me a quote? Or, you know, they've got all kinds of questions. What kind of roofing options do I have? And so that's what I think about just at a super high level in terms of inbound marketing, which is how do we attract people to us?
Now, how do we go about that? What are some of the ways that we can get more traffic to our site?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we kind of break down growing traffic, that kind of section of inbound marketing, into a few key phases. And so the first one really is content creation. And today, content and search engine optimization are very tightly aligned. So I'm going to kind of combine those two, but we're going to look at content, search engine optimization, and social media as kind of our primary inbound traffic drivers. And when we start with content, we need to tackle, I mentioned those questions that were, you know, people are typing in. We need to tackle some of those questions, and it could take the form of a blog post, or it could be a website page as a part of your core navigation, or it could even be a piece of content like a podcast like we're doing now, or a video. But the idea is, let's say somebody was needing to replace their roof. They might type in roof replacement options. So they're doing a little bit of research there. And if you create a blog post that talks about the different options that somebody has available today, whether it's different products or technologies, and they land on that and they can kind of compare and contrast their different options, all of a sudden they're on your website. And so when they go to take that next step, whether that's requesting a quote or contacting some companies, you know, you've been there providing that information for them. So content is really the best way to get started, and paired with that is SEO, or your keywords, basically, which is what are people typing in. So in this example, we're talking about, you know, roofing options might be your keyword or roof replacement options, but you might have dozens of keywords that are interesting to you and could be helpful to attract different people.
Well, along the lines of the content, what I hear now so often is that we've got to have a blog on our website. Is that something that is really important and you think it's worth the time to do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think a lot of times when people think of blogs, they think of, you know, recipe blogs or, you know, fitness bloggers and, you know, do I really need a blog for, you know, my contracting business or my roofing business? And my case for blogging is that we've seen kind of the more you blog and the more content you create, generally, the more traffic that you start to attract. And I like to talk about, I guess, building your website and building up your blog in the context of an example. And that's, if you think of your website like a planet, so the bigger a planet, the more gravitational pull it has. And so the more blog posts and the more content you add to your website, the bigger your website and the more people it pulls in or more people you can attract to your website. And the reason that works is that each piece of content that you create is an opportunity to target a different keyword variation. So you might be thinking, okay, well, do I really need hundreds of pages or, you know, thousands of pages on my website? And the answer is you don't need them, but they're sure going to help you because just like we talked about, if somebody says they're typing in, you know, roofing replacement options, they might be looking for, you know, roofing contractor Denver or roofing company Denver. And those could be two different things, or they could be typing in specific types of roofing products. And that would be a chance for you to rank for those specific product names. And so what we like to do is create basically a content calendar of what are all these keywords that we want to target. And then let's create some really helpful content around those keywords. And that oftentimes comes in the form of a blog post, because eventually you've kind of built out your core website navigation. You've got your homepage, your services. Maybe you have several services under that. You've got your about page, your contact. And then after that, your blog is a great way to talk about trends and different products and all these kinds of topics that people might be searching for. So we're huge advocates for blogging because you can really increase the power and strength of your website and attract more people.
All right. Well, I'm buying into that, but I don't know what to write about. I'm not a very good writer. And in my experience, I've seen so many websites that you go to their blog and maybe they haven't posted since 2013.
Yeah.
So how do I get around those things? I mean, because I can see where blogging would be a great idea and that would really attract visitors, but I'm just not really sure how to go about it.
Yeah. It sounds great until you have to sit down and write those posts, right?
Writer's yeah. block.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, obviously, if you're not interested in that, simple way is to outsource it. But for the purpose of your question, I think, you know, let's talk about how you actually do that internally, whether it's, you know, yourself as the owner or you've got, you know, several people on your team. You're saying, hey, can I get some people to contribute to my blog? We have a cool little exercise that can really help draw out a lot of blog topics in a very short amount of time. And so I definitely encourage you after you listen to this episode to give it a whirl. So sit down with at least one other person within your company. If you want to have three people, you know, I'd say two or three people, and then set your timer for 15 minutes and do it. Just set the timer on your phone and hit start, and then start writing down every either question that you've heard in the sales process or when you've talked to a prospect, any keyword or phrase or topic that comes to mind when you think about your business, whether that's, you know, the service that you provide, the process, you know, what are the different stages? And then again, all those questions that you hear that people ask you when you go out to meet with them in their home or they call you and talk to you on the phone. And whenever we do this, I bet we end up with 50 blog post ideas at a minimum, or keywords or topics. And so what we like to do is start with that. Then you've got this archive of, you know, 50 plus ideas. And then if you're saying, hey, our company, we're committing to 2 blogs a month or 4 blogs a month, you know, you've pretty much got a year's worth of topics right there. And then you'll start to, as you start blogging, you start to look for those opportunities, and your company kind of adopts this content marketing mindset where somebody is on a sales call and they go, wow, I got this question today. We should write a blog post on that, because if this person has that question, probably hundreds of other people have that same question and they're typing it into Google.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did in my business. You get asked the same questions over and over again so often, and this is what people want to know. They want answers. This is what they're looking for. You'll never run out of material that way.
Yeah.
And what I did was we'd come up with those ideas, as you talked about, and then we'd get a basic outline, and then I would send it out to a copywriter, you know, outsourced, which is really pretty inexpensive. But if you've got the ideas down, but you're not a great writer, send it out. Or I think you offer that service, don't you, Spencer?
Yeah, we do. We do probably over 100 blog posts a month across all of our clients. So we're familiar with the territory.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's something, it worked well for us. And also it sets you apart as being an expert, because you're providing all this information. You'll find that people are going to you as the expert in this field and asking you the questions. And so you're providing education for them, and they're being educated, and they're being educated by you. So when they come around to, you know, okay, I've done my research, now I'm ready to start looking at contractors, you're going to be at top of mind.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that's a big point, is that blogging, although it does just help you attract more people to your website and build the power of your site, to your point, it really helps your company build trust, because these people are searching for information and then you're the one providing it and being very transparent and open with them about their questions. Because it's not like you can do the he said, she said thing. If somebody asks a question, you answer it one way. If it's written on your blog what your stance is, that's pretty powerful.
And the great thing about this is also you're attracting the right type of people, because they're asking the questions that you have the answers for. So you're not getting a bunch of, you know, tire kickers and time wasters. You're getting people that are actually have a problem and you have the solution for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is an interesting thing with digital marketing and inbound marketing. When you start to rank for some of these keywords, you do start to attract the right people, but you also start to just attract anybody that could be searching for these keywords. And so I think that is kind of a misconception around, you know, targeting. And, you know, I think of it as, you know, if somebody typed in roof replacement Denver and they were looking for a company, you know, somebody that's looking to replace a, you know, $200,000 roof or a $30,000 roof, they might be searching for the same keyword and find you. But through the content, once they get there, through the content on your website, in talking about the types of people that you work with and the types of projects you work on, people can start to self-select out and they can get a feel for who you work with. And so I think it does help attract the right people, but you also attract some more of the wrong people. And my argument would be, I'd rather have more people coming to my site and then I need to kind of do a little bit of qualifying and weeding out. And it kind of just comes with the territory, because you can't really control what people are searching for. And so depending on the size of the job, the person might be searching for the same term.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a little into lead funnels. And I noticed that the name of your business is Builder Funnel. Let's talk a little about that, because now we're starting to get these web visitors, but I noticed that, you know, I've got this real long fill out this 20 question form to get an estimate, and nobody's filling it out. So they're coming to my site, but, you know, they all look the same. So they're just moving on and they're going to the next guy. How do I take that visitor and keep them here on my site where eventually I can get them to buy something? Because with roofing, the sales process takes quite a while. I mean, they can be a year out before they're doing their research and by the time they're actually ready to purchase a roof. How do we get those people in between where they're not ready to buy today. They're going to buy down the road. So how do I attract those type of people?
Dave, I love this topic. It's I think the biggest missed opportunity that I see with contractors across the board. And that is, every site is designed to capture people that are ready to buy now, right? We have our contact us form, our request an estimate form, our phone number. And that's great. We don't want to get rid of those, right? We want to get the people that are ready to buy now. But what happens when somebody is, like you said, they're a year out and they're doing their research and they're looking at options and they're looking at different companies and different products, and they hit your website? If there's no other way for them to kind of raise their hand and say they're interested, then boom, they're going to leave and be gone. And a year from now, when they actually go to make their decision, who knows who they're going to contact? They'll probably do another Google search, and whoever's ranking up at the top, they're going to hit the first 1 to 3 people and contact them.
Exactly.
So, and yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, industry numbers that I've seen, 10 people that you may provide even a proposal for, you're going to have 3 of those people that are ready to, are going to buy right off the bat. And maybe you've got another 2 that are never going to do anything, but you've got the largest portion in between. And those people aren't ready to buy yet. They've got to think about it. They don't know. They're waiting for their tax refund. Who knows? But it may be a year down the road. And it's exactly what we're talking about, is how do we get those people? Because that's the majority of the leads that we have, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll talk about the conversion technique that we use to capture those people. And then I'll give an interesting statistic, because I did an analysis on one of our clients and it kind of blew my mind. So the way we capture those people is we need to meet them where they are. So they're doing this research. And if they're doing research, then let's see if we can provide them some extra value in that research process. So it might be a product selection guide, or pricing comparison chart, or it could be your roof replacement checklist or something like that, where somebody's coming to your website, maybe they found your blog after you wrote the blog, and then at the bottom of that post or embedded in that post, there's a click here to download your roof replacement checklist. And when they click on that, they get to a page where they can fill out their name, their email, potentially a phone number, but at least name and email, and they can download that checklist. So now we've given them some value in a place where they are in research mode, but now we've got their email. And so we can leverage a monthly email newsletter. We can send them our blog content, since we're writing that on a regular basis now, and send them links to projects that we've completed so they can see the kind of work that we do. And so for the next 6 months, 9 months, or a year, while they're still researching, they're getting good, helpful information from you. So then when they actually go to make that decision, you know, you've been there kind of every step of the way, providing them with helpful information.
I think you're so right, because most contractors, if they're not ready to buy today or immediately, they're on to the next one, and they're paying a lot of money for those leads. So those 7 people that aren't buying right off the bat out of 10, you're losing all those people. And that's why I like the idea where, once you've captured their email, say having some kind of a drip, maybe a newsletter. I like the idea about sending them some recent projects maybe in the area. I think that's great. So that way we're providing good value. We're not bugging them. We're not sending them a bunch of garbage. And we're not sending them a bunch of sales information, I think is also important, because
exactly,
they don't want to get pounded on that. But if you provide something of interest, something of value that helps educate them along the way, you're going to avoid the deal where I think it's so true what you said about, well, they're going to forget who you were, and now they're just going to Google a new guy and start their search again, rather than now you've spent 6 months, whatever, and it's automatically happens. It's set and forget, wouldn't you say? I mean, we've got tools that we can just have these newsletters or contacts or whatever just drip out until they're ready to make that purchase. And when they are, they're an educated buyer, and they've been educated by you. So you're going to be able to provide value for them, which means you're going to be able to sell at a higher price. And I think that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, Dave. And I mean, you're exactly right. You can set up these systems where if somebody downloads the checklist, they get a pre-designed set of emails that go out, you know, for it could be months and months and months. And you made a comment around, you know, people don't want to just be blasted with sales information in emails. And you're exactly right. But we all are here to sell something at the end of the day. So what we found is a good approach is, hey, every email should be delivering value, because if you're not, then the person's just going to unsubscribe. And we're definitely going to get unsubscribes. That's part of it. No problem with that. But what we found is you can use kind of the PS in the bottom of every email, and it can just say, you know, here's some extra value, here's some projects, here's some blog posts. Oh, and PS, if you'd like to talk about, you know, your roofing project, click here to, you know, schedule a quick call. And it can be a very soft ask, but make sure that we're delivering value first. And that way it doesn't come across as, you know, hey, request your estimate or 10% off or, you know, whatever the deal is. And so that's a strategy that we've used to, again, we want to move people down the funnel. We just don't want to force them down the funnel because typically that's not very effective.
So we've got a funnel. Let's just give me some basics on that. I take it we're putting everything into the top of the wide part of the funnel, and we're pushing them down to where we're having the sale. So I think what you're saying is that each of those steps along the way, it's not just a big close them now, that there is a sales process that goes into it. And that's where the idea of a sales funnel comes in. Am I right about that?
Yeah, exactly right, Dave. I mean, and I think for our listeners, if you think about, you know, where people are in their process, they could be a day out or a year out or more. And so we want to just continue to fill that top of the funnel. And if the top of the funnel gets so big, you know that the middle will follow and the bottom will follow, and those will widen as well. And so you'll end up having more people in the funnel that are 12 months out, but then you'll also have more people that are 6 months out, 3 months out, and ready to buy now. And so it's kind of interesting. We did I did this analysis on a client, and we had I measured all the leads that had come through their website after we had been working with them for a few years. And I took all those leads, and it was several hundred leads over the time period that I measured. And 3% of those leads came through the contact us form. The other 97% of the leads came through ebooks and checklists and guides and these value-added offers that I mentioned earlier. And so they wouldn't have ever captured those leads because they weren't ready at the time. And so I think that was super telling to me. It tells us how many people on our websites aren't ready to buy right now.
Right. And we're talking huge numbers, because we get them in the top of that funnel, as opposed to just losing them right there. We're taking those people down, and we're talking about if we can increase, I mean, our lead flow by 50 to 100%, well, that's going to trickle down into additional sales big time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting that you use those numbers, because we've seen that pretty much anybody we talk to right from the start, their website converts at about 0.5%. So if they, you know, get 1,000 website visitors, you know, 1% would be what, 10? So they get 5 leads a month from their website. But by installing some of these top of the funnel conversion offers, we can see that conversion rate go up to, you know, 1.5 to 2 to even, you know, 3%. And so to your point, you know, you can definitely move the needle from 0.5% to 1% within a couple of months. And you can even improve it a lot further. So we look at kind of inbound marketing as we're working two different levers. One is we want to move the traffic lever, so we want to get more people to the site. But sometimes if you're, you know, getting 2,000 or 3,000 visitors a month, if you just work on your conversion rate, you know, you can increase your lead output pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then it's a matter of sales skills, which I talk a lot about on this show. So we could go back and check out some of the previous episodes,
because
it's a matter of converting those leads into proposals and converting those proposals into sales, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah, nothing happens until something gets sold, right?
You got it. Henry Ford said that, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Well, that's great. So in wrapping this up, Spencer, how can our listeners get more information? Because this is awesome stuff, and it sounds like you've got a great service here. How can they find out more about Builder Funnel?
Yeah. So if anybody wants to learn more, check us out on our website, builderfunnel.com. You'll see a lot of the stuff I just talked about, tons of resources, things you can download. You know, then you'll come into the top of our funnel. But also, if you just want to talk marketing and maybe pull up your website and talk through some tips and strategies, just shoot me an email, radio@builderfunnel.com. And those are probably the two easiest ways to get connected with us.
Well, that's some great information, and I really appreciate you coming onto the show today, Spencer, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Great. Thank you. That's it for today's show. If you want to get a copy of my new guide, 7 Steps to Getting More Qualified Leads for Your Roofing Business, go to my website at theroofershow.com, where you can grab it for free or click on the link in the show notes below. And as always, thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it. We'll see you next time on The Roofer Show.